this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to tackle Psalm 121 today, but I also want to let you know how sweet and special this text is to me. When my girls were little, when I was taking them to school as kindergartners and first through fifth graders, we would learn to recite Psalm 121. I believe it's one of the most powerful pieces of scripture we can learn because it's packed with promises from the divine. So if you start in verse 1 of Psalm 121, here's what the text says. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep, not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. Guard, guard, guard. Think about that. Over and over we hear about how God is guarding us. In the fifth verse, it says it again. God is your guardian right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. I love this promise. It was originally written as a song for people that are anxious and afraid. I get there pretty easily, and I bet you do too. When all the voices of fear and accusation come at you and it feels like an all-on assault, the disciple of Christ remembers that his help comes from the one who governs heaven and earth. Our helper is also our keeper. The one who watches over us never sleeps. He never slumbers. The one who guards our souls cannot be moved. The God who paints the fields with wildflowers and tends to the sparrows is the same God who cares for you and for me. I love how it gives us a perspective that God has got us in the day, he's got us at night. And it reminds me of a story that when my girls were little, my mom would stay and help me with the girls while we were fighting cancer. And so mom would hear the girls rustle in the early morning. She would hear them on that little baby monitor and she'd rush to the back of the house to get my babies. And all the way back, she would be saying, "I can't wait, we're gonna play today." And she would grab up those little girls and she'd come in and they would play Barbies for hours in the floor. This morning, when you woke up, the God who never slumbers or sleeps was waiting on you. And he called you by name and said, "Let's go play today. We are going to do such great work together." My friend, God has got you from the front, the sides, and the back. He has got you guarded. Your soul is being kept by the creator of the universe. You know, when we're in an age where we talk about Russian interference and we talk about hacking and all the other things that are happening in our digital world, here's the one place that you can never be hacked: in the arms of the Creator. My friend, run into his arms today. You know why? Because the text was really, really clear. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from them? No, my strength comes from God. My friend, it comes from God who made heaven and earth and everything else. Trust him in these days, and today, claim that promise. Thanks again for joining us on the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Look forward to being back with you tomorrow for another time when we can take the scripture and let it seep into our soul and let it do all that God intends it to do in our life. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye now.